So what should college students be doing to prepare for this?
I blog about it. Every other, there's been so many blogs about it, we almost get tired of blogging about it. But in almost every newspaper I've worked in, the most closed-minded person I've ever come across is the 23-year-old recent grad. I don't know if it's because for 5 years they've been hammered with this is what journalism tastes like for 5 years, but we just can't get into them. So we end up going with the older journalism division. And that's happened everywhere. So mindset is important. Have the right mindset. All those things that I showed you about, you be the journalist who thinks that way. All that being said, even though I think mindset is more important than skill set, it doesn't hurt to have some skills. You know, I mean, if you knew how iMovie works or how to edit audio in Audacity, I guarantee you in your interview they don't say, oh, well, we had to count you down because you know how to use Photoshop. You know, we actually don't like our reporters for that technology works. That will never happen ever. If you have great Photoshop skills and know how to run Audacity, that only helps you. But let's be realistic. Say you've applied for a job. And it's down to you and another kid from Northwestern. Who gets picked? The person who gets picked is the person with the right mindset. If you go into your interview and all things are equal, and you talk about how you want to work with the website, how you want to do record your interviews, how you want to take journalism forward, and those sort of things, I guarantee you it's you that gets the job. And I've said it in these job interviews, and none of you say that. That's how you get the job, I tell you. Let's take it one step further. Let's say you're in a newsroom that's downsizing. And if you haven't heard, that's happening in a lot of newsrooms. If there's two people with equal skills to the company, and they both have the right mindset, but one knows how to use Photoshop, Audacity, and Final Cut Pro, who do you think is laid off and who do you think stays? I mean, let's be realistic here. Mindset is important, but having the skills is even more important.